Haramai, good morning. This is Judith Leigh welcoming you to Manx Radio and to the podcast of this week's edition of At Your Service. Manx Radio. And now it's my turn to say Moramai, Nollit Genel and welcome. I'm Judith Leigh with a special Christmas Day edition of At Your Service, celebrating the reason for the season, the birth of Jesus Christ in words and music. John Rutter conducting Clare College Singers with Angel Tidings, a carol that he wrote in the 1960s. John Rutter came across a Moravian traditional carol in the Cambridge University Library, and although he liked the bright melody, he found the words really difficult to understand, so opted to write his own, a very clear retelling of the events of the first Christmas. Over 100 years earlier, around 1848, Cecil Frances Alexander wrote a poem that was first published in her hymn book, Hymns for Little Children. A year later, organist Henry John Gauntlett discovered the poem and set it to music. Henry John Gauntlett was organist in a number of London churches at the time and wrote over 1,000 hymn tunes. Of them all, however, this is undoubtedly the most famous.
Through
once in Royal David's City. That's the way that probably the best known of all carol services always begins. The service of 9 lessons and carols broadcast each Christmas Eve from King's College in Cambridge. Millions of people listen round the world on radio or online or watch it on television. I did, and maybe you did too. It's always a mix of both traditional carols that we love to hear because their very familiarity often brings back precious memories, and newer music which presents the Christmas story in a different way. But the story and its message never changes. The story of a baby born in poverty who changed the world, a baby who was both fully human and fully God, who opened up for everyone the way to an everlasting life, who came to teach us how to love and how to be truly happy, how to hold on to hope even in the hardest times. And isn't that a message that our world desperately needs to hear now? So let's listen as the story unfolds again in carols, in Christmas music, and in the Gospels according to St. Luke and St. Matthew.
Mary, did you know that your baby boy would one day walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you've delivered would soon deliver you. Mary, did you know that your baby boy would give sight to a blind man? Mary, did you know that your baby boy would calm the storm with his hand? Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your little baby, you kiss the face of God. The blind will see, the deaf will hear, the dead will live again. The lame will leap, the dumb will speak the praises of the Lamb. Mary, did you know that your baby boy is Lord of all creation? Mary, did you know that your boy would one day rule the nations? Did you know that your baby boy is heaven's perfect plan? This sleeping child you're holding is the great
The birth of Jesus is foretold in the Gospel according to Luke. In the sixth month, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The virgin's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings, you who are highly favoured. The Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favour with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants for ever. His kingdom will never end." "How can this be?" Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month, for no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. Then the angel left her.
The angel Gabriel from heaven came, his wings as drifted snow, his eyes as flame. All hail, said he, thou lowly maiden Mary, most highly favored lady, Gloria. For know a blessed mother thou shalt be, all generations laud and honor thee. Thy son shall be Emmanuel, by seers foretold, most highly favored lady, Gloria. Then gentle Mary meekly bowed her head, to me be as it pleaseth God, she said. My soul shall laud and magnify his holy most highly favored lady, Gloria. Of her Emmanuel the Christ was born, in Bethlehem all on a Christmas morn, and everyone throughout the world forever saved, most highly favored lady, Gloria.
St. Luke tells of the birth of Jesus. In those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger, because there was no guest room available for them.
Until morning is light.
Two Nativity carols there from the choir of King's College, Cambridge. A new recording of Away in a Manger, followed by a beautiful piece by Sally Beamish, In the Stillness. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. Today in the town of David a Saviour has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in a manger." Suddenly a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace to those on whom his favour rests." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us about." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby, who was lying in the manger. When they had seen him, they spread the word concerning what had been told them about this child, and all who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said to them.
Going through the hills on the night horse starry, on the way to Bethlehem. Far away I heard a shepherd boy piping, on the way to Bethlehem.
Mary treasured up all these things and pondered them in her heart. The shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, which were just as they had been told.
As I walked down the road at set of sun, the lambs were coming homeward one by one. I heard a sheep bell softly calling them along the little road to Bethlehem.
Jesus, the Lord, I am that close of death. across the heather, silver sheep there ran. The lambs are coming home, sweet Mary sang. Your star of gold, your star of gold is shining in the sky.
So sleep, my little king, the lullaby.
As I walked down the road at set of sun, the lambs were coming homeward one by one.
I heard a ship softly calling me
along the
young Allard Jones duetting there with the adult Allard Jones and The Little Road to Bethlehem. A Christmas jumper from a leading retailer has become incredibly popular. I've seen lots of people wearing them. I'm wearing one myself as I'm talking to you now, and it's certainly become a required wardrobe item for women priests, ministers and pastors up and down the land. Reverend Cindy Kent, an Anglican priest from the south of England, put a picture of herself wearing her black jumper with the words Believe emblazoned across the front of it in bright colours on her Facebook page, and she said this, "I love the fact that it's not preachy. For fellow believers, there'll be an obvious, yes, I believe as well. For non-believers, it might just give a pause. They might think, believe what? Believe who? And that might start an interesting few thoughts. It might cause them to look again at the Christmas story. There are plenty of people who enjoy Christmas without really engaging with the Christmas story. And I don't blame anyone for getting stuck into the festive period, even if they don't believe in Jesus," says Reverend Cindy. "A lot of people just want to feel their spirits lifted by the decorations, fun and food in the midst of difficult times. However, once the festivities are over, the presents are unwrapped and the turkey is eaten, some will ask themselves, well, what was all that about? If there is no Christ at the centre of Christmas," says Reverend Cindy, "it's a bit like rushing downstairs to open a present from under the tree. Then, after tearing off the wrapping paper, opening the box and searching through the packaging, finding there's actually nothing inside." Reverend Cindy Kent says, "I really do believe in Christmas. I really believe that God came to earth as a baby. I really believe that he came to share in our humanness and our frailty, our joys and sorrows. I really believe that in Jesus he came to show his love for us and to show us how to love each other. I really believe that he ultimately gave his life for us, then rose again to bring us life with him." Reverend Cindy Kent concludes by saying, "But belief goes in both directions, because God also believes in us. He believes we are so valuable that he came to do all of that for you and me. And that's something that's really worth believing in."
Thank you.
devotional and reflective writer Nick Fawcett is inspired by the Christmas story to draw this parallel between God's love and our love. It was a bit of fun, that's all, a quick kiss under the mistletoe, but it caught the spirit of the season, a time for breaking down barriers and bringing people together of goodwill to all. But of course, the kiss meant little, a sign of affection perhaps, but the closeness more apparent than real. You, Lord, speak of a different kind of closeness, not just with others, but above all with you, made possible through your coming among us, sharing our humanity and dying our death to bring us life. Help me to celebrate the love at the heart of this season, the relationship you offer in Christ, and through him, draw me closer to you each day.
I've heard about this baby boy who's come to earth to bring us joy, and I just want to sing this song to you.
This baby boy would grow to be a man.
Christmas Hallelujah, based on Leonard Cohen's famous song, that version by sisters Cassandra and Callahan Starr. And now, the Magi visit the Messiah, as told in the Gospel according to Matthew. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me, so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And having been warned in a dream not to go back to Herod, they returned to their country by another route.
Leave.
Nick Fawcett is a devotional and reflective writer and draws this parallel between the Christmas story and our world today. In this icy blast, Lord, the wind cutting through me, chill, harsh and bleak, remind me of the cruel winds of change that so many face, blowing like a bitter gale through their lives, recession robbing them of their livelihood, unemployment denying them their dignity, war costing them their lives, famine taking from them sustenance, exploitation depriving them of justice, disease plucking from them their health, disasters leaving them broken, violence and crime causing them to fear for their safety. God of the bruised and hurting, when the wind blows, reach out to hold, to support, to shelter, and to deliver. Amen. A lovely collaboration there between guitarist John Williams and singer Aled Jones. And that concludes our celebration of this great feast in carols, Christmas music, reflections and Bible readings. I'll be back here tonight at 10 for the Christmas Night Late Show here on Manx Radio. I'll be opening the door to our virtual lounge and I'd love to welcome you in to share a relaxing end to our Christmas day. And there'll be the usual weekly edition of At Your Service tomorrow, Boxing Day, at the usual time of 9:30. So, till we meet again, this is Judith saying thank you for listening, and I wish you and those you love, wherever they may be, a truly happy and blessed Christmas. And I leave you with The Priests and a wonderful orchestral version of that great carol, O Come All Ye Faithful.
Station.